This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Thrive Suite Productions. And welcome back to another edition of This Day in Sports History. Let me start off this episode by saying that I am a huge fan of Will Ferrell's Semi-Pro. And if you've seen that movie, then you will remember that the Flint Tropics acquired Monix, played by Woody Harrelson, by trading away the team's washing machine. Well, back on January 19th, 1983, the hockey player, Tom Martin, was traded for a bus. Martin was a junior league player in the World Hockey League, whose rights were owned by the Seattle Breakers. Martin was a freshman at the University of Denver and had zero interest in playing for the Breakers, and team management knew that. The Breakers' bus broke down, and according to Martin in a recent interview, Seattle had a playoff game in Kamloops, Canada, and if they couldn't get there, they were going to have to forfeit the game. Enter the Victoria Cougars, another junior team which had recently purchased a bus. The purchase had been in the States, though, and the taxes to bring it into Canada were excessive. So when the owner of the Cougars heard that Seattle needed a bus, he reached out and said, "Give me Martin." The Breakers paid an additional $35,000 for the bus, along with releasing the rights to Tom Martin to Victoria. And that's when the media storm started. Martin got calls from the Today Show and Good Morning America, along with a host of major newspapers and news outlets in the following days. Martin's story of getting traded for a bus has a nice coda, though. He eventually made it to the NHL, played 92 games over the course of 7 seasons. But it didn't matter where he went. He was and will forever be known as Bussy for what happened on this day 41 years ago. Also on this day, in 1974, Notre Dame shocked the college basketball world, knocking off the UCLA Bruins and ending their 88-game winning streak. The Bruins were on the road for this one, and with 3.5 minutes left in the game, they led 70-59 and looked like they were going to push the streak to 89 games. But UCLA would not score another point. The Fighting Irish put together an improbable comeback. When Notre Dame's Dwight Clay hit a jumper with 22 seconds left on the clock, they led 71-70 and then held off a furious flurry of 4 close shots that all clanged off the iron on the other end to secure the win. Notre Dame's win removed the polish of invincibility from UCLA, who went on to lose to Oregon and Oregon State later that year, and then had their string of 7 consecutive NCAA titles snapped when NC State beat the Bruins in the national championship game in March. Interesting fact, the last team that UCLA had lost to before starting their 88-game winning streak was Notre Dame. In 2002, it was the famous Tuck Rule game. Patriots QB Tom Brady's fumble was ruled an incomplete pass, sustaining the drive and allowing New England to kick a game-tying field goal and eventually beat the Oakland Raiders 16-13 in the AFC Divisional Playoff game. And in 2013, cyclist Lance Armstrong admitted to doping in all of his 7 Tours de France wins. Those 7 Tour wins were soon vacated. That's all for today. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, Sports History fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No-nonsense, old-school weightlifting history is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You gotta go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.